Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready?
The Incredible.
Just a podcast.
Check it out.
With your cuz.
In the place to be.
What up, cuz?
Blow up the spot.
Come on, y'all.
Now the Incredible
just podcast. Yo, cuz.
In the place to be.
All right, we're on. We're live. What up, cuz?
What up, cut? What's good?
Chilling, homie. Good. Did you just pick your teeth and eat whatever you picked out?
Goddamn right, I did. We had taco time, and so it was like a piece of a chili, I guess. I know from the salsa. I just felt it.
Yep. I was like, what the hell? This one just pick his teeth and like...
Do you not eat what you find in your teeth? Do you like flick it away? Yeah.
I'm sure I do. So funny. What's up? How's your week going?
Not bad. A little tired from work. Been waking up early, going to multiple stores in one day and holding it down, doing work. But good. Yeah. Just had a Callum's last baseball game today. Emma's first basketball game today.
Callum's playing basketball, Callum's playing baseball, Emma's playing basketball?
Yeah. Callum just finished. It was his last one. He got a participation trophy.
Nice.
Jeez, yeah. Are you about those? Are you about participation trophies?
No, not at all.
Yeah, neither am I. I think it's funny. His coach was like, yep, they're solid gold. Love them. I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, and Emma had her first game today. So she had her basketball game at 5:45. And then Callum's game started at 6:15. So I stayed at the game. And luckily, it's like within walking distance. So Emma and I, after they just got waxed, they lost 20-2. 20-2 against Marysville YMCA. Dude, they're running plays. Dog, they were like, one of the girls brought it up and she was putting up like signals, like 2-1 or whatever. You know how they do in basketball when they call out plays?
Yeah. Dog,
she was straight up calling out plays and there was like double screen set. They ran plays like almost every possession. They slowed it down, ran plays, handled business. Our girls did not. But guess who got those 2 points, though? Guess who got those 2 points?
Did she?
Yep. She got them 2 points, dog. And she had a sick defensive possession where she just ran with the other player on the other team or whatever and cut her off and got a steal. That was pretty sick. She did pretty well. She has a couple girls on her team that just throw up the ball every time they get it. They take it. Like, they'll dribble it all the way up and just throw it. It's like, come on, guys. It was a little hard to watch, I'm not going to lie. It's a little hard to watch.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about you?
Is it starting to get competitive for her? Like, is it pretty competitive now? Or
yeah. Yeah, that team was hella competitive. They were like when Emma's team was on offense and they're on defense, dude, they were swarming the ball. They got, so like when they have jump balls in her league, you know, when they both have their hands on the ball, basically the defensive team gets it. So that happened multiple times. Those girls were all over just handling business on defense, dog. And you can tell that our team was getting so frustrated. A couple of the girls was throwing elbows, like after they got the rebound, flaring those elbows, like trying to get them away from them. And yeah, I got pretty competitive this game.
That's cool. That's fun.
We got parents yelling at the ref. What? How are you going to call that? That's a travel. Are they allowed to double team? Yeah, dog. They're allowed. Yeah, cool. It was cool.
That's what makes it fun once it starts getting competitive.
Yeah. She did not like losing like that, but she was like, hey, at least I got a point. I got points. It's like, yes.
But honestly, honestly, when it gets competitive and you start playing competitive for a while, like now when they get older, you kind of like miss the little kid stuff too. Like where it was like, let's just have fun, you know, like especially like Zyrus, he's been playing competitive soccer for a while now. And it's like already to the point where it's like, dang, man, I like going to EJ's games sometimes because EJ's isn't competitive yet. So it's just like, oh, they're just having fun. Kids are like still chill. Looking at butterflies and stuff. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, throwing dirt in the infield and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fun. And they just have so much fun. They don't realize what they're doing wrong or what they're doing right. Like, it depends on how good of a game Zyra's had if he's going to be in a good mood after his game or not, you know? EJ leaves happy regardless. That fool couldn't not catch the ball and come off like he won the World Series. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's happy. Let's go celebrate.
Yeah. They get their snacks after the game and he's like, yep.
Yeah. They're all happy. I won. Everyone wins tonight.
Yeah. But dude, Sissy, too, she's like snacks. In competitive. Yeah. She's like in competitive soccer, or she's playing club soccer too now. So now I got two. Damn. That are super competitive. Zyrus was playing tackle football. That's what we've been doing for. That's what I just came home from doing. Is Zyrus had practice tonight. Gets his pads tomorrow.
Oh shit! It's about to get really real. Where they got him at? Tuesday. Where they line him at?
He's playing tight end right now. Playing tight end at corner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, he's he did good today. He did really good today. Actually, like. So the first, because I've been kind of, so a lot of the kids that he's playing with have been playing like together for a while now. They play every year with this same team. Now they're like, because out here it's like, obviously you have your like your freshman squad and you have your JV squad and then you have your varsity squad. For each high school has its own like Pop Warner team or whatever, you know what I mean? So right now they're playing, yeah. Well, it's a league. It's called Golden Empire down here, but they're ran like we practice at a high school. So we practice in our district. So you actually have to be living in the district. They check you. They do all that stuff already. But so a lot of these kids have been together since they were playing freshman football, but we didn't let Zaris play football at that time. He wasn't allowed to. And he really didn't want to. He was all into soccer. So like, but he goes to school with a lot of these kids because like I said, they have to be in the same district. So a lot of them are his buddies. You know, from school and stuff. So
that's cool.
It's been cool. It's been cool. He did good today. He caught one-handed catch. I was like, dang, that was nice. Shit. Everybody like kind of one of the coaches like ran up to him and gave him like, you know, how they jump up in the air and do a little shoulder bump.
Yeah.
After he caught it. It was nice. I was like, dang. But honestly, I told him after practice, I was like, that one-handed catch was kind of because you were slow. Like, cause he was running his route and he was running like a little five yards out route to the outside, you know, like a little tight end. Tight end route, kind of. That's what it looked like to me. And as soon as he turned to like cut out to the sideline, the ball was already there, dude. Like it was in his face. You know what I mean? That's why I told him, like, you got to be faster. He was already like ready to throw the ball, and you were still running your route. And that's why he had to end up like he turned his head, and bam, the ball was there, and he kind of had a one hand catch it like in front of him, like that. You know what I mean? And he caught it, though. It was nice. I was like, yeah. So he got four balls thrown to him. He caught all four today. And the tight end that probably is like the starting tight end right now, Zyrus is coming in after him. He's like second tight end right now.
Yeah.
He missed like four. He got like four balls to him. He missed every single one of them. I'm like, oh, yeah, bro, you could beat him out. You got to. Let's see how you do with pads on, though. You know, that's the difference, dude. Zyrus has never played pads, so I'm like kind of nervous for him. When he gets those pads on, dude, he's about to get smacked.
He's going to get rocked, homie.
He's going to get rocked, dude.
He's tough. He can handle that shit.
What's weird is, like, on the soccer field, Zyrus isn't known to be aggressive at all. He's not an aggressive player. So, we'll see. He's not like, when you see him playing soccer, you're not like, ooh, this kid could be a good football player because he's aggressive. Which we have some of those on our team. We have some kids that want to, like, they hit people hard. They throw down on the soccer field. Zyrus isn't one of them, so we'll see. Zyrus is more like, I'm good at footwork. I'm, you know, he's like more skill, tries to be like more of a skill player. We got some players.
Yeah, he's gonna have to block people out or block and stuff too.
Yeah, he'll have to block a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. He might get thrown at receiver, so we'll see. We'll see where he ends up. I liked him at tight end because he doesn't have to. We have two really fast receivers, dude. Like, they're stupid fast. And Zyrus isn't as fast as them, so he looks good at tight end because he gets to run those little small, you know, like, as I told him, you're going to be, like, the first down guy. Like, when they need 3 yards, they're going to throw a little small pass to you for three yards, or when you're in the red zone, you're going to be getting those little 5 yard passes. So I'm excited. We'll see how he does Tuesday when he has passes. Yeah.
And
we'll see. More like
when's his first game? Well, I mean, now Darren Waller. Yeah, yeah. We'll go with that. But I mean Gronk. You think Darren Waller's going to be better than Gronk, or already is better than Gronk?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's just your
physically, bias. 100%. Physically,
100%. Gronk has,
if you're going off of stat. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So then, yes. Okay. If you're going off of stats, right now, I'm going off of, if you're telling me, who would I rather Zyrus have the physical attributes of, I would say Darren Waller, 100%.
Gronk was physical when he was in his heyday, too, though.
He's a great Hall of Famer.
Not as fast. He wasn't as fast and stuff as Darren Waller.
There's not a tight end like there. Darren Waller is like an anomaly. That fool should be playing freaking wide receiver. Really, that's what he was.
That's what everyone great. That's what every great tight end has been said to do. Like Jimmy, who am I thinking of right now?
Gonzalez, maybe.
Gonzalez is a good one, but I was thinking of we had him on the Seahawks for a minute too. The Saints guy.
Really?
Saints tight end who blew up. No, not Jared Cook. The Saints with Drew Brees, him and... Oh, I can't think right now.
Oh, redhead. You're talking about Jimmy Graham.
Graham should have been like a wide receiver type of person too. Like he was big and fast and handled business. Dog, he was hella good too. Jimmy Graham, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce and
Aaron Hernandez was another one.
Yeah, those are they were tight ends in college. Like, those are tight ends, true tight ends. Darren Waller is more of he is a true tight end too. And he's kind of reshaping. He's more like Jimmy Graham, I would say Tony Gonzalez. Like, he's more quick and receiving tight end. And those guys are too, don't get me wrong, but they're just not as fast, man. That's the thing about Darren Waller. He's just really fast. So it's different, I guess. I don't know.
How high are you going to draft him?
Probably second round.
If he's there, he might get taken in the end of the first.
I know.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe first round. Who knows?
Dude, I might, if it's, 12 deep, I might take him. He went off last year, bro. He's just going to be better now, too.
He's going to be the best tight end in the league.
You think so?
I mean, he already is top three. I mean, top three is him, Kittle, and Kelce. Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, he was better than Kittle last year because Kittle was hurt for most of the year. So you would say that Kelce was number one and Waller was number two. But I think it's going to be Waller number one next year, Kelce number two, Kittle.
Oh, Waller's nasty, man. He's nice.
He's just nice. Yeah, he's just physically, man. Like, that's what they always say about him. Like, he wasn't a tight end. Like, this is like his third year playing tight end in the league. He was a receiver. He got drafted as a receiver into the league. Like, he never played crazy tight end. So
I didn't know he got drafted as a receiver. I just know he had, I just know he had drug problems. Or he was addicted to, painkillers?
Opioids. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Opioids. Yeah, no, he got drafted to the Ravens as a wide receiver in the fourth round, I think. Crazy. And then Raiders.
Ravens are probably fuck. Damn, stupid. We lost that.
We turned him into a tight end. Like, we were like, that guy looks like he could play tight end. Come play for us. And became a tight end. And he's right. Dude, got it right, bro. Dallin was a great pickup.
Oh, can you hear, they're doing something? I think they're banging on the door. Can you hear my kids banging on the door?
No.
They're acting wild out there. I'm about to go lay down the law.
Let's get into this sports talk a little bit now that we're already in it a little bit, so I want to go deeper.
I want to tell a story about what happened to me at work yesterday.
Okay.
How I almost died and how I should have been more of a man, I guess.
What happened?
After a talk. So I was working at a downtown Bartell Drugs. It's by the university, the Huskies. And we walk, we can walk to work or walk to the bank. So I went and did a drop. I went and did my daily drop. And on the way back, I'm walking back with headphones in, and I see this homeless guy, you know, talking loud. I couldn't hear what he said because I had my headphones in, but he was talking loud and like a little Asian girl walks.
Are they? Hold on. Let me. I have to interrupt you. Are they AirPods?
Yeah. Yeah, they're AirPods. All right, cool. Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Not the new ones like yours. Not the nice, nice ones. They're like a couple generations old. You know, I get my shit after it's already a few years old, so it's a little cheaper.
Me too.
So, well, all right, go ahead. So I see he's like acting wild, and the little Asian lady walks by, and he like goes to grab at her, and she knocks his hand and runs off like hella scared. And I'm thinking to myself, this fool better not grab at me, you know. And I walk by, no problem. He doesn't do shit to me. And then this lady walks by right after I walk by, pushing a stroller, and he grabs at her. And she pushes him back and like fist up, like her and him fist up, and she throws a punch at him and he throws one back, and like he kind of like stumbled back because he can tell he's twacked out on something. And the bitch grabbed, like he lost his shoe or his sandal, and the bitch grabbed it and was like, fuck you, motherfucker, and throws it on the street. She's, don't fucking touch me. You're just going off on him. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, oh, you all right? Are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, I'm like, okay. And, you know, he goes down the alley and she starts walking down there. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, you sure you want to walk down there? She's like, yeah, I live here. She's like, yeah, I live here. You know, like, so I was like, oh, so I think maybe she's already knows this dude. Like she's already encountered him a couple times or some shit. I was like, okay. And like, I turn around and like, no sooner than like 2 seconds later, they like, they all come running back. The lady's pushing the stroller running and they turn the corner and like this will push the stroller, dog. This guy pushed the stroller. Knocked the stroller over, and like the baby starts bawling.
With the baby in it?
Mm-hmm. And the baby starts bawling, and like the lady goes to try to get the stroller and the baby, but the guy like had a glass bottle and he breaks it. He breaks a glass bottle on the concrete, and then he has in his other hand a fucking hammer and starts swinging the fucking bottle and the hammer at the lady. And he's like, back the fuck up, or they're just like yelling at each other. I don't know exactly what they're saying because I'm like already in fucking scared mode. Like I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh crap. I was like, hey, back up. You know, I'm telling her and him like, back up. And I just start calling 911 right away. And I got on the phone 911. I'm like, hey, there's this guy like trying to hit this girl with a, you know, like I'm not making sense. I'm like, the baby and this. They're like, wait, where are you? Who, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, the baby, I don't know. The fuck. Guy. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like university, you know, and this, I'm like, what's the cross street? Like yelling at people, like, what's the cross street? Finally, they told me, and like, there's like 10 other people there by this time. And finally the girl got the baby up and stuff. And this guy who was driving hops out of his car, and he's like, cause he sees it, hops out of his car and pulls out his gun. He's like, hey, back up, motherfucker. I got a gun, back up. You know, and like fucking the guy like backs up, like he listens. I'm like, yeah, like I would too, right?
Yeah,
like,
I'm with him. I'm with
yeah,
him.
I'm like, yeah, back up. That's when I start getting hard. I'm like, yeah, back up, fool, back up.
That's when I get hard. That's when I'm put like, my hero I'm pants
like,
on. I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, hey, back up.
I had shit. You back the whole time.
Yeah, dog. Damn, this shit got crazy though, man. Like it was nuts. And then the cops ended up showing up. The guy with the gun's like, all right, I'm out. Like he dips, like he like as the cops started pulling up, he dipped out. And like while he was there with this gun or whatever, another guy was like, hey, there's no need for a gun. There's no need for a gun, man. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like this guy's trying to hit this girl and this baby. Like, what are you talking about? There's not a need for a gun, guy. Like, you better back up, dog. Like, I agree.
Did you
like,
tell I him? That, I would have told him. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, he's here saving people, and you're over here telling him there's no need for a gun. Like,
I know, right?
What that is their need? Crazy. You want me to grab a hammer and go to a hammer war with him? Like, what
like this is if there's a this is like the example of when you would show a gun, like when you're like when someone's life is in danger. Like, yeah, that's perfect timing for gun. It's like, damn, that's crazy, dude. Like, it was fucking crazy though. That I haven't had that happen. I did. I felt good though. Like I called 911 right away. I got the cops over there. You know, like I made it happen.
Yeah.
I told my boss that story, and he didn't like how involved I was. He's like, "You're on the clock. You need to be careful." He's like, "Your life isn't as
okay." Yeah. I was like, okay, today I'm gonna try to get beat up by a homeless guy with a hammer. Like.
Right, like I'm like
how am I supposed to choose if I'm on the clock or not? And stuff like
he's
that.
Like, well, he's like, you, he's like, I know you want to try to, you know, help, you know, there's a baby and this and that, but like that, you know, you need to think about you, how many kids you have and this and that. I'm like, oh, like I didn't like jump in. I, you know, I tried yelling stuff and I was pretty close, but like I didn't jump in and put my life in danger. But I was like, damn, dude, like, hey, man, I was just trying to help this lady. Like, that yeah, shit's you did crazy, the right bro. Thing.
I felt like you could have yeah. did a little more, to be honest.
I mean, fuck, I don't know what else. What would you have done? You would have handled business or what?
Should have rushed that fool.
Shit, he was all twacked out on something. Bath salts,
that's,
maybe.
That's even better. Like, it's better that he...
He wouldn't feel anything. He'll just keep hitting me. Like, he wouldn't even... He don't even think anything was, in, like, happening to him, probably.
If the girl knocked him over with when they got into a little... little confrontation, I'm sure you had
she went gangster on him. That was way that was pre-hammer. That was pre-hammer though. That was pre-hammer.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The kids are gonna come give me a kiss goodnight. That was pre-hammer. Like if I had a chance to sock him when he pre-hammer and pre-bottle broken glass as a shank, then I would have probably maybe tried to. I'm just not good at that stuff. I got nervous. Fighting. Yeah, I'm not a fighter, dog. I'm not
Neither. I'm not either. I don't.
Yeah, right. You got fucking gorilla hands. You'll just donkey punch him.
Donkey punch him? What the?
But why? No, top of the head.
I don't think so.
I got to say goodnight. I got to say goodnight.
All right, everybody, hold on. Mark's saying goodnight.
You can say goodnight, too.
Goodnight, Jay.
Goodnight. She can't hear me.
No, she's, but she knows, you know, he said a good night.
Yeah, I
can
hear him.
Oh, you can hear him?
Just a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Good, good night, Callum.
Good Love night. You. Sweet dreams. Close the door all the way, please. Okay. Love you. All right. Yeah.
Love you?
Sometimes. No, of course.
Yeah, all right. I love him. If you had Callum with you, you'd be like, here, take him. Take him.
Take this wolf.
Throw.
See ya.
That's crazy. I think I would have got involved for sure, just because there was a stroller and a baby involved, and women, just women. But yeah, as soon as he has a hammer and stuff, like you really can't get too close because Ethel's just gonna swing and hit you. But
yeah, and that was and the thing was I did get involved when he didn't. You know, I got in between them. And then I tried to ask her, like, are you, like, you really, you're going to go down the alley, like, where he is? And she's like, yeah, like, I live here. So I thought, like, okay. So I didn't think anything of it. You know what I'm saying? And then shit just went crazy after that, bro. And then, I've been in Seattle store for literally since Monday. So let's say Thursday. So I was there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 3 days I was in Seattle store. First day, I went to help my work wife. Well, not really help her, just kind of hang out with her, honestly. She kind of knew what she was doing. But I went over there and we made some tags and stuff because this new system, I was blah, blah, blah. And I get there and the first like 45 minutes that I'm there, her and I had to like walk customers into the store because there was a homeless crazy guy yelling absurd, crazy things at the customers and they're afraid to come in. And like, so that like that day, that was Monday. And then today, or yesterday, the fucking thing with that guy trying to beat up that girl. Like, dude, Seattle's crazy out there, bro. I don't like it.
Yeah, that is crazy. Do you have, like, you guys have a pretty bad homeless problem out there, too, just like we do here, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out there in Seattle's really bad. They just camp out everywhere, bro, like... There's like this, the Capitol Hill was taken over completely, like all during the riots and shit. Like it got really bad over there for almost like 6 months or some shit for a while. And now the homeless is just everywhere in Seattle, dude. It's nuts. It's nothing like your guys's. What was it on Cecil Hotel that, what'd they call that area? Where all the homeless people?
Skid Row.
Skid Row, yeah. I don't think we have anything like that out here, but it's pretty bad with homeless. What are you looking up right now?
Were you able to see all that?
No, I didn't see shit. What were you trying to do? You got to click. I can hear you clicking, bro. Not even paying attention. What are you trying to show me?
Nothing. Hey, I was just...
I'll show you how to do it. You go to you click the share screen, mm-hmm. and then you actually got to physically click on. So where like it says entire window, click on it, and then your share should pop up, and then click share. You see how it, like, highlights blue?
No, nothing happened.
No, okay. So you click the share and then click on like where your face, our faces are.
Yeah, I see that. And then it like highlights it.
Try the Chrome tab. That's how I got mine to share. There you go. Yeah. Now, whoa.
Why'd it give us 1,000?
Oh, that's crazy looking.
What the heck? That looks so cool, though. I want to take a picture. Hold on. People can't. We're over trippy. Here messing around. People are like, what are you guys doing?
What are these fools doing?
You don't even know how to work your own system?
No, God damn it, we do not.
No, we're new to this still. We're still trying to learn how to use this thing.
We literally learned how to do it from Mike last week.
Yeah, Michael.
Apple just hopped on it.
Is it because I pressed share like 1,000 times? So maybe like...
Yeah, probably. Damn, that's crazy. Oh, shit, there you go again. Hey, it's flip-flop. Oh, whoa. Damn, dude.
It's crazy.
I need all the right, I need the login to our Instagram page.
Then I need to post some. I got to post some stupid shit of you. Have it.
I tried and you said you resend it. I can't remember. My phone died pushing your bow out into the water on the first day that we got there. Did we talk about that at all? I think we might have. I threw my wallet to you.
So how many phones? So like, let's go for a second. Okay, so while Mark was on vacation, how many phones here got messed up while you were here on vacation?
I think 5 phones. 5 phones. Sam's happened on the first day we got there. Like, I don't
know. We don't really know what happened with that one. They just stopped working right. Yeah.
Yeah. It just, the half of the screen, she couldn't.
The heat. And it was like, where are we at?
It was like 113, right? Like,
yeah. The day it messed up, it was super hot outside. Yeah.
It was sitting out on the table. I think that's literally what it did. Like, it fried it or some shit because she had it out on the table all day.
Did it fry it full? We have the same phones as you guys.
No. Ours we don't made have, for like, Washington California. Weather.
Yeah.
They're not California. Proof,
California proof. Yeah, and then you messed your phone up.
Yeah, that was dumb. I fucking threw you my wallet.
So yeah, so we're getting on the boat. Pocket. Mark's pushing the boat out. We're getting on the boat. So when you're launching a boat into the water, somebody's in the boat and somebody has to push it out and then jump into the boat. So they get all wet. And Mark's like, here, hold my wallet. And he throws me his wallet. He's like, you know, I don't want to get my wallet wet. And so I get his wallet. I put it in the little glove compartment of the boat. And then this fool jumps in the water, pushes the boat out, then gets in. He's like, oh, damn, I had my phone in my pocket. And I'm like, fool, you took your wallet out of your pocket, but you left your phone in your pocket. What the hell, dude?
Fuck,
I was not thinking. Like hoping. We put in rice hoping all night, hoping that it was going to work, and it never came back to life.
Nope.
And then the next day, we're launching the boat again. Remember me?
Oh, yeah. Full.
You tell it. Oh, you didn't even see it.
I just saw the aftermath of you like hanging off the side of the boat and like, fuck. Like you're like hanging as hard as you can, like shivering in the other water. You're like, shit.
So I'm on the dock and I'm pushing the boat out. And when you push the boat out, or no, I'm pulling the boat in so that I can get into the boat.
Yeah, you're pulling it
in. I have the rope. I'm pulling it into the dock. I get it close to the dock, close enough to where I think I could like get in the boat. I put one leg in, but as I put my leg in, the boat like floats away a little bit. So I end up trying to like almost do the splits. Yeah,
the splits.
I do the splits and I fell completely in the water, but I'm like hanging on the side of the boat hoping
and
I
like,
can pull
myself one leg up. One leg is on the boat and one arm is on the boat on the side of it, hanging on to it, and the other half of your body's in the water.
He's in the water. So my phone
and
got
wet. And then you just drop. You're like, fuck it.
Yeah, I had jumping. No choice.
I can't climb myself up this bitch.
Hell no. There was no way.
I
had my phone and my keys and my wallet, everything in my pockets. And but my phone stayed alive. So
yeah, your phone was good.
I'm lucky. I had 1 year. So there's obviously a difference between, because I have the 11 and you had the 10, right? That messed up?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's a difference between the water resiliency. Is that the right word?
Resistency?
Resiliency. I think it's resilient.
Resiliency? Like how resilient the phones are?
I think it's... Resistency? It's how resistant the phones are?
Water resistant? Yeah, how water resistant the phone is.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're dumb. It's cool.
My phone is so resilient. Damn, yours was resilient that day. God damn it. Mine did not. But I've been told, I just found this out too, like when your phone gets fried by water or something, don't try to turn it on until after you soak it with rice. Because I guess like when you're trying to power that shit, it just kind of busts it all up or something. You know, like the electricity.
Oh, yeah. Like you're, and it's wet still, so it's probably,
Yeah. I didn't that. Do that. Sense. I tried to turn my shit on.
Like a dude, thousand had, times.
Yeah, for real. I told Sam, I go, damn, I had a, I took a selfie with your dad, actually, while we were paying for the parking or whatever we were paying for. Uh-huh. What was it? The boating something? I don't know, the boating permit. And I had him take a selfie with me, and he smiled. And he was like, I don't ever smile. I was like, shit, I got it. I got a proof gone? Now. Now the picture's gone.
Then I don't believe you. I don't believe right? you smiled.
Nope.
I don't believe you smiled.
Don't call me a liar. Don't call me a liar.
Yeah, I forget you get mad. Sorry.
I get real mad. I don't like it. Oh, fuck. No, because I know you're fucking around right there. But, yeah, dude.
I was messing around, period. You just get so worked up. I just lie.
You're so good at it, dude. You're so good at it. You're so dumb right now. Don't start talking shit right now, fool. Don't start talking shit right now. God damn. You're so good at winding me up, bro. You're so good at it.
You get so mad. It's so funny, dude.
You just laughed your ass off, too. You just laughed.
And you're like so mad at me. Don't fucking call me a liar. I'm not lying. And I'm just
I wasn't lying.
And-
I hate it.
You just got so mad.
I don't need a lie to prove a point, dog.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Cool.
All right, so, motherfucker. God damn. So good.
All right, let's get into this sports stuff quick before.
What sports stuff? We're talking about the draft?
Oh, there's a bunch, dude. So, like, okay, did you see who's going to the Lakers?
Well, yeah. I saw that. Westbrook.
Dang, that's crazy, dude.
I don't know about it, dog.
I don't either, though, because, that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't really, like, when I see them three, I'm like, how is that going to work? But, like, if it does work,
that would be nice.
That's going to be nice, bro.
It's going to be real nice if it works.
It's going to be nice, yeah.
The problem is Russ is not a shooter, though. Like,
no, he's not. And LeBron is,
something that they need.
Yeah, he's going downhill on scoring. LeBron's not, like, I don't feel like he's a great scorer anymore. I mean, he's still a great player, don't get me wrong, but he's not a great scorer.
He ain't getting buckets like KD or freaking Giannis did in the finals. He ain't getting buckets like that anymore.
No.
His are, like, he might need to slow down, fade away. He can drive and dunk hard, not still, though, but, like, those aren't spurts. Yeah, I mean, he's still getting buckets, but
I don't feel like he's getting buckets at will anymore. No, he used to not be like
he used to.
Yeah, I feel like before it was like if LeBron wanted to, he could score every possession almost. You know.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. I feel like he has to work a little bit harder, and he just doesn't seem as willing to work as hard as he needs to right now. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but like, just all the videos of him not getting back on defensive plays and stuff like that, like. It's pretty bad, dude.
They say he saves energy for the playoffs. That's what they've been saying for the last couple of years.
Oh, they've been saying, yeah, and I believe it 100%. He does that. Just smart, but it's just
smart. The problem too great. Is like
it's not great. Player.
You know what? I don't even like it. Mentality. I don't even like this trade. I just decided I don't like it because Russ isn't. What? He's not an efficient player. He needs to put up buckets, like our shots. He needs to put up shots to be efficient. He can get he can get his triple doubles. You know, he can get his rebounds and his assists. But they have LeBron James who can do that type of stuff. And AD who you don't know what you're going to get with him now because he's always hurt. When he's healthy, he balls out like a big, you know, and he can shoot threes. Westbrook, like, he's going to hit or miss, dog. He'll get his triple doubles, but they're not going to be efficient. Like, it's nice. Yeah. Like, his triple doubles are dope. Like, that's cool. But they're just not efficient triple doubles.
Yeah, he averages a triple double.
That's sick. But, I just don't see anything.
But like you said, it is really good. It is cool that he averages a triple double. But you're right. He also, like, he'll put up 15 points a game, but he only shot like 30% because he freaking shot, you know, 50 times or whatever. It's like he has to shoot a lot to get points. I mean, he's not very efficient with his shooting. I mean, I don't really know what his average was last year on his shot, his percentage.
We could look it up. I don't know, dude. Like, yeah.
You should just put your share screen up, and so we can, because there's going to be some other things we can look up. You could just leave it up for now.
It's a good idea. Do I do it with this one? Oh, you can't see yet.
I could see now that you're on your email.
Hey, whoa, I got bro stuff in there.
www.pornhub.com.
Nah, you won't see that. We're not 1,000, we're not in private.
5,000 emails. Jeez, dude. Subscribe to Kayla.
Is that why I'm always getting text messages?
Dang. Subscribe to LaDasha. Dang.
I do what I do, dog.
Just kidding. Just kidding, Sam. Just kidding.
How do I share it where I can see you, too?
I don't know, dude. Let's give up, though. We'll waste too much time. I'm looking right
now. No, I'm looking. Okay. We can look up his stats.
Michael's computer's just better than ours.
Maybe. That's his stats as a career. Fuck, I am not good at this.
Okay, we're wasting time.
I mean, you can still talk while I look it up.
I am saying we're wasting time.
Oh, there you go. 22. He averaged 22 points, 9.9 rebounds, and 11.7. Oh, I'm sorry, 11.5 rebounds and 11.7 assists. So
a triple-double.
Yeah, 22. Double. And that's a good...
What was his percentage? What is his shooting percentage?
Free throw percentage, field goal percentage, 43%.
That's not that bad, though, honestly.
It's not great.
But yeah, I mean, you're shooting... That's not bad, though. Yeah, I mean, Dame is probably shooting like a 48%.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. So it's not bad. Like, that means he's shooting 50 shots and he's making half of them 25 points a game. Wait, did that work out? No, he's shooting 25 shots, making half of them. I still don't know if that's right. Anyway, so yeah, that's a crazy trade. I feel like if he were to work out with them, they could be pretty scary because that is considered a big three for sure. They got a big three now.
Is. Yeah, you're right. I mean,
Russ is a baller, dude. He's a baller. There's no doubt about it. I just don't know. Like you said, I don't know how they're going to mix well, how they're going to mix. They got rid of people, too. Like, they got rid of KCP to make that trade happen. They got rid of Kyle Kuzma, which he's kind of been not that great. He's been underwhelming. Yeah.
I'm cool with who they got rid of other than Harrell. Is it Harrell? Montrezl Harrell. Like, I like that guy. He was a baller, and he's energetic. But Kyle Kuzma and what is he again? What's his initials?
KCP's been balling out, though, for them, man.
Has he? I thought he was inconsistent.
Maybe he was, but I know, like, the year they went on their championship run, he was, like, their savior during playoffs for sure. Like, he balled out during playoffs with them.
Yeah. What do you think this is going to do for them next year then?
I think it's going to put them in the championship.
Yeah? You think they're going chip if AD can stay healthy?
I don't know, man. I don't know. The West, like, I don't know, dude. If you look at the West, like, a lot of the teams I felt like made it, like, let's say Phoenix to me is, I don't know that Phoenix goes back with their team. I like them. I like them, but I just don't think. I think that this year was the year because everybody was hurt, man. Like, freaking Brooklyn hurt. Lakers hurt. Like, all the big teams that everybody thought was going all the way were all hurt. So they kind of had a good, like, they had the road paved for them. This is the year that they could have snuck in and won that championship. I just don't see that happening next year. You know what I mean? I don't see them being in the chip next year. I don't see the Denver Nuggets being in there next year. I think they're all going to make playoffs. I just don't think they're going to be able to handle Brooklyn and the Lakers. We'll see what Warriors do. I mean, they'll get Klay back. They haven't really made any big trades. That's another team that's probably going to sneak in
next year. Well, they had pretty high draft picks this year too, right?
Yeah, they had two really big. I think
they picked like 7 or something.
I think they had 7 and 14, so they had two high draft picks.
Yeah. Yep. So I could see Golden State with a healthy Klay Thompson. Yeah, I agree with Phoenix probably not going back next year, but I don't know if it was like an anomaly. Like, the team, who did they play? Who do they have to beat to go to the chip? Like, did they have to beat I don't remember who they had to go through to get there. Like, if any of the teams, do they have to go through the Clippers?
They did,
didn't they?
They did have to go. They did.
Yeah,
Kawhi but they, was hurt. But again, they had to go Kawhi through. Was Kawhi was hurt, dude. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and the Lakers, dude. They did go. So they went through the Lakers and the Clippers. Yeah, yeah.
I agree. You know what I'm saying, like, that's just not agree gonna, with that. It's not good. Yeah. And the other teams, there's good, other teams but not too. That
like,
good. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, they don't have a big three. They don't have like they don't have that. I mean, they got good players. And I think they're going to be a good
Aiden,
team.
If Aiden could develop more too, like that could be a big three.
Yeah,
I consider Chris Paul a big three. Like, I would rather have Chris Paul in L.A. than fucking Westbrook. All day,
nah,
all day.
Dude, Westbrook's a better player than Chris Paul.
Chris Paul will be the perfect point guard for that team. Perfect. Look what he's done.
Why can't Brody be the perfect?
Because he just gets wild with the ball, dog. He's not a smart player. Chris Paul is a smart player.
That's like, he fine. Knows they don't what need a smart do. Player. They don't need a smart player, though. They got why LeBron. You, he is the smartest would, player on that team.
Why would you not want two great smart players? Like, and he can ball still, too. Like, Chris Paul can still ball. Yeah, but
he can't ball like
he balls a different way. Westbrook. You know, yeah, he's Westbrook, point guard, dog. He's point guard. Chris Paul, he balls in a different way than Westbrook.
Exactly. Well, what I'm saying, they don't need that. They got that from LeBron. LeBron is already going to be what Chris Paul is
why
now.
Why would you not want to have two of them?
Because why would you want – why? Because you got – you're saying, like, if you switch, if you can add them to it now, like, that, obviously you can't do that, but I wouldn't switch him for Westbrook. Westbrook's just a better player. This is for sure. He averages a triple double every freaking year, bro. Like, come on. Yeah,
I would. He's a still, beast. I love Chris Paul. If I was the Lakers,
Chris Paul is not that good during regular season. I mean, like, how good?
He's gone to two different teams in the last 2 years that weren't playoff teams. He went to OKC.
I think he's a great leader.
That wasn't leader. That would be great. You're trying to get an.
But
you're trying
to get
a championship.
You have the ultimate leader on the team. I'm saying you're trying to add another leader to the ultimate leader. Like, LeBron ain't giving up any leadership to Chris Paul if he comes over. Nah.
Well, Westbrook has a big mouth and a big ego. So, I mean, we'll see how that works with LeBron.
But Westbrook will definitely bow down to LeBron. I don't think Chris Paul will.
He wouldn't bow down to. He wouldn't bow down to KD.
Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen?
Right? I don't know. He wouldn't bow down to KD, dog.
That's
why they split apart.
KD, yeah, but that was a little different. KD didn't have his championships yet. KD wasn't known to be the best player on the planet yet. Like, I bet if they were to team up now, he knows KD's the better player. I remember when him and KD were together, they were like, there was a little spatter on who was the better player on the team. Like, who was the man? Yeah. At that time, because Russ was balling, bro.
Everyone,
so it's like
everyone knew it was KD though, and he knew. He knew that was the
he
problem.
He did know it was KD. But what I'm saying is, they both were kind of gaining. KD was gaining that still. LeBron ain't gaining nothing, bro. Everybody knows who LeBron is. He's the best player on the planet. I mean, don't have to prove anything to him. I feel like KD was still trying to prove. I don't know.
I'm just saying Chris Paul all day.
You like Chris Paul? I get it. It's cool. Yeah.
I love Chris Paul, and my wife loves Chris Paul.
But you don't think
Sam loves her some Chris Paul.
That's cool.
He thinks she thinks he's sexy.
That's weird. Why? Not a good looking guy. He's not that good.
I know. I don't think he's that great a looking guy either.
I mean, if you go through the NBA, there's a lot of better looking guys in the NBA. It's weird that you would pick Chris Paul.
She really likes Chris Paul. Now, after this, she'll give me a list of the other guys too. Don't worry. She's like, it's not only Chris Paul.
I feel like giving her my list.
Yeah. Tell us your list. Who's your list of good looking NBA players? Like, who's better? You think Kawhi Leonard's better looking than Chris Paul?
No.
George Paul? George Paul's a pretty
good
fella.
Are we really doing this?
Let's do it. Fuck it.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. George Paul cleans up well, but he has a big old nose. Like, he's not that great looking.
Yeah, he does got a big nose. I like his style though. Like the other people, like there's some crazy ass styles.
Up nice.
Yeah, it's Chris Paul or not Chris Paul. We got Dame Dollar. Dame Dollar is a G though. Yeah, he's like he reminds me of Marshawn Lynch.
I don't understand why you say that all the time. Is it because they're from Oakland? I don't understand.
Yeah,
there's no resemblance.
Not physically.
There's no thug.
But they're
like he doesn't talk like Marshawn. No, he's not, bro.
He is. Have you heard his bars?
Because he's from because he's from Oakland.
He's got bars, dog.
I get what you're trying to say, but I'm saying like he was nothing like Marshawn. Marshawn talked the same way he talked in the streets. He talked like that at work. Like that fool did not care. He'd get on an interview and be like, right. "What up, shorty? What's good, shorty?" Yeah. I just ran the ball right up the middle. I just do what I do. You know, ran the ball right up the middle. Just
grab my balls as I fall back. Gee, that's what I do.
Grab my balls as I fall back. Yeah, they throw Skittles. I eat them, shorty. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you talk, bro. I'm like, nah, Dame doesn't do that. He has a professional side to him, you know?
He does.
But you're right. They're both from Oakland. I get it. Yeah, Dame's a handsome feller. I think the dude that a lot of people like, too, is Kelly Oubre. Supposedly he's really good looking.
He's not that good looking. He has a weird style too. I see that though. Steph Curry, he's baby face killer than me. No,
he's Alex very like.
Let's see. Kevin Love's a handsome guy. He's like a handsome guy, you know.
Yeah, he is.
Are you looking at Devin Booker? Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to remember some.
Oh, Devin Booker. He's like very Oh, see, like, if you look it up, Kelly Oubre is number one. They have a list. Did you see it? Like, I put handsome NBA players.
Yeah,
Kelly
I Oubre, see it now.
Number
yeah,
one. I see it. Kevin Love, number two. Serge Ibaka. Dude,
Kelly Oubre looks like a skeleton, dog. Like, you see his cheekbones? Like, he literally looks like a skeleton.
That's probably why they say that, because you know that's like, that's like what they like, though, is that, like, he probably has, like, a model-ish. I don't know. I got to look him up now. I want to know. I'll tell you. I'll be real and tell you if he's
Russell?
Good looking.
D'Angelo Russell?
D'Angelo Russell. Oh, yeah. Uber is a good looking dude. You're stupid.
I don't think he is. You don't think his face looks funny?
Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
It's because he has colored eyes. That's probably what it is, too. This is pretty weird.
Aaron Gordon's not. Aaron Gordon. I like his style too.
Yeah, he's.
All right. Yeah. So I'll tell you, Sam's.
Zach Levine. Lets, you know, Zach Levine too. Yeah. Nah, he's
The best dunk contest I ever saw.
Oh, 100%. That's why Gordon, I said it.
Zach Levine. Yeah.
And he got. I think Aaron Gordon won it.
Excuse me. I do too. I definitely think Aaron Gordon
I really think it was the best I've ever seen, for sure. It's the best I've ever watched. But the only reason why is because Zach LaVine repeated his dunk, just did it better. Like, he did that from the free throw line, like the long dunk. And to me, like, and then he did it between he did it like a little short of the free throw line at the beginning. And then he came back and did it between his legs. And then he did it from further back. Like, he did that dunk three times. Just different ways, you know what I mean? Different
styles, yeah.
Yeah, and they, like, disrespected that pump dunk where he pumped it between his legs.
Went all the way down. He went all the way down and brought it all the way and reverse slammed it. Like, that was nasty.
That's the one dunk that lost for him, though. They gave him eights and nines, or nines on that. Yeah, like, who?
That's crazy.
Stupid. That was dumb. Like, I feel like they should have an opportunity.
Tell me, the best dunk out of that competition was Aaron Gordon's dunk, where he looked like he's almost sitting in the air, and he put the ball underneath that way.
Yeah. He got it off of like the mascot's hand that was spinning in a circle. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yep. Yeah. Got it between his legs sitting in the free. Like, he could have sat on the rim, bro. Yeah. Like, he was that high in the air. And slammed it. Oh, dude, that fool won that.
I was trying to tell some kid about that.
He got ripped off twice, too, by the way.
Yeah. He did. He did, man. It was crazy scoring. That was like the best. That's the last best dunk contest. Like, the last dunk contest I can remember being enjoyable.
Oh, my God. That one was so good, man.
It was so. That one, like, had me jumping. Like, I was, like, jumping. I got off my chair and, like, jumped. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that feeling. Yeah,
that was
like
a that was pretty sick.
That was a good slam dunk.
It's kind of been whack the last couple of years now. Ever since then, actually, like, it hasn't been that good. Even the 3-point shooting since Steph has kind of not been in it. Well, he was in it last year, I think. But
yeah, I think he was. Who won it last year? I don't remember.
Somebody no name guy. I don't know.
Was it maybe Clay? If Clay comes back, he's winning it.
Yeah, hopefully Clay comes back the same, man. I really hope so.
Dude, the West is so fucking stacked when they're healthy. It's crazy. It's crazy but how many.
I really think the Bucks are really good, man. That's the difference between the Bucks and the Suns to me is the Bucks still had everybody besides they didn't have to go through Brooklyn really.
Yeah.
They did have to go through them, but they didn't have to go through them right. And KD took them to 7 games, bro.
Yeah.
And that's nuts, lost. Bro. That shows you how and he lost by a toenail.
By a toenail. And he has long ass feet too.
Like that's how good KD is, fool. Like he took them to 7 games, Giannis and the freaking Bucks to 7 games and lost by a toenail. Like if he was back a toenail, he would have won that game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's
pissed.
Nuts.
He was pissed too.
He thought he was like, shot at 3.
Yeah, he's like, damn. Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, I mean, yeah, this year kind of was a little easy. Well, not easy, like still, KD. Did they have Kyrie for any of that? They had one of the other guys for like a couple of the games, right? Maybe it was Harden.
Oh, well, James Harden. Oh, who are you talking about?
About when the Bucks played Brooklyn.
Yeah, James Harden came back for the last 2 games, but he came back because it was like do or die, and he didn't perform well.
Yeah, he didn't do shit.
He was. Yeah. They all said he knew. Everybody knew that he was out there as a decoy and stuff. But
so, what's your early prediction for?
I mean, if Brooklyn stays healthy, I don't think anybody could beat Brooklyn.
Brooklyn and who?
I would say Brooklyn and. I don't know, dude. I would like to see what the Lakers do with their bench, because I want to say the Lakers, but. I don't know, man. And I would love to see how Klay comes back. How good can the Warriors be again, dude? Steph was amazing last year. If Steph
going to be good. If Klay can come back with anything, like, I mean, Klay's going to come back and he's going to be good. He's still going to be able to do things. He might not be able to play as hard as he used to, but he's still going to be draining those threes and still being a pretty good defensive player. That was a thing. Like, he could do almost everything.
Yeah, really he was a great defensive player, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see how good they're going to be next year, too. I don't know. I don't know how these other players are going to work around them. They're going to make any big trades. They've been in, like, trade conversations for, like, Ben Simmons, which I think Ben Simmons going there would be nice, even though, you know, I was a hater on Ben Simmons. He wouldn't need to be a scorer, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go with Klay and Steph, he gets great at assist and management. See,
the problem is he plays down low like Joel Embiid. That's why they can't play together, because he has to play within the paint. So if you went to like the Warriors or Portland Trailblazers, he could play a down low position, not have to run the point. And he's going to get you your assists, and he can score in that area, and he's going to get you your rebounds. And he's a freaking A-plus defensive player. Like, he's going to, like, when he can go to a team that he doesn't have to be the point guard for and be what he is, he's going to be freaking amazing. He's going to be so good. So I think Portland should try to take their fucking chance. I would get rid of fucking CJ. Nurkic.
You're done with CJ. It's so crazy. I'm done with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Until he's playoff. Something's going on in the playoffs and he just doesn't. Well, at least this playoffs he didn't perform. But last year he didn't. The year before he didn't do. Was he out maybe? I don't know. So yeah, I think Portland should do something like that too. I did hear that the 76ers wanted
it was like 4 first rounders, plus they wanted like Wiseman and
Wiseman too.
They wanted like 3 players and 4 first rounders from Golden State, dude, which is like, man, it sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I know NBA trades are a lot crazier than like NFL trades. Speaking of NFL, let's get off this NBA talk for a second. Did you see or happen to hear about that Aaron Rodgers press conference?
Yeah, I watched that today.
Bro, I watched it, dude. G. He was a G, dog. Like, that fool straight up went up there and didn't hold back at all, fool. He is definitely not playing there next year.
No.
Definitely. No. There's no way, bro.
There's no way. Even now, as a GM, I'm like, fool, we got to let this guy go. Now they might need to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's up there just publicly
emulating. Oh, my gosh.
Like, damn, he's a gangster, bro. He just said it. Fuck it. Like, don't know. He's just how real he was,
I thought everything he said was pretty fair. I mean, I do think he had some selfishness in there. Like, I don't think he's being 100% truthful on some of his selfishness. But when you're that good, you should be able to be selfish. You know what I mean? Like, you should get paid like you're that good. You
should be able to you should be able to let your opinions be heard when you're that good.
Yeah. 17 years, bro, with him and multiple MVPs, and everybody knows he's the best in the league. He proved it last year getting MVP. Like, I mean, obviously Patrick Mahomes is like, people would probably take Patrick Mahomes over him. But if you give me a healthy Aaron Rodgers and a healthy Patrick Mahomes, I'm probably going Aaron Rodgers. Patty just don't have enough yet. He doesn't have enough yet.
I'm going Patty. Dude, they're going to win the Super Bowl next year. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers. I'm going Patty Mahomes. They're winning. They're winning next year, dude.
Do you really think that?
Hell yeah, I think that. They went and got a really good offensive lineman for him this offseason, too. I don't know the name. I'm not good with offensive lineman people, but...
Yeah, they got one of Raiders' offensive linemen, if that's
what you're talking about. Well, and they got he was a Ravens offensive lineman. Oh, shit. Apparently, I heard it on First Take or something. He's a really good offensive lineman that they went and got. But, yeah, Patrick. I would take Patrick Mahomes all day. All day!
I like Patty, too, for sure. He's a G. I've always been a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers, and I think Aaron Rodgers has... He just done it for so long. He's proven that he's been the best since he's been the starter, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, he's been the best for years, dude, bro.
He just kept it so real. He just kept that shit so real. Dude,
that was such a shocker, man. When I was listening to it, I was like, this fool is like literally bashing them, but in a professional way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they didn't take care of players. They didn't give me any input. They didn't give people like, they didn't make them feel good. They're still not making us feel good. Like, dude, bashed him.
Airing it all out.
What makes that crazy is, though, is we all know he's not going to be with the Packers next year. So I really wonder where he's going to go. Raiders. That'd be dope.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Are you sure? You don't want to keep Derek Carr? I know how much you love him.
I like him. I don't love him. I love Aaron Rodgers.
If this was hate it like it, love it, you would love Derek Carr.
No, I like him.
Damn. Yeah, that'd be sick. I'm good with Russell.
Yeah, I would be good with Russell if I had Russell, too, just because of age and stuff. Although they're both, like, Russell's getting up there, too, dude. He's starting to get to the end. Not the end, but, like, he's getting up there.
He's still in his prime.
Yeah.
I think he's still in his prime for another couple of years, 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, I would say that, too.
Yeah.
Problem is, dude, like, he's going to have to start demanding stuff, too, because... They're just not giving them people, man. Not giving them help.
Dude, random side note. I just thought about this. I went to go drop off. Yeah, random side note. I went to drop off some money to our babysitter. And when I got there, it's Clint's daughter. She babysits for us. Big fan of the show. I got to give him a sticker. I have a sticker. So
thanks,
anyways,
Clint.
When I
drop. I don't know who you are, but thanks, Clint. Yeah,
big fan. He's a big fan of us. He loves it. We've talked about Clint before.
Cool. Give us a suggestion for Hate It Like I Love It. Okay, go.
Yeah, what up? So I went to drop off some money to her, and Clint wasn't there, and Avery, or his daughter, wasn't there. And I gave it to his wife, and as I'm leaving, some lady pops. I don't know who it was, so I needed to figure out who it was. So, Clint, you got to let me know who it was. Some lady popped out of the doorway and goes, I love your podcast.
What?
Yeah, it was sick. I was like, oh, thank you. I was like, thank you. And then as I was driving away, I was like, that's hella tight. As I was driving away, I was like, oh, she must not heard the Shart episode yet. That's all I can think about. Like, I'm just like, wonder if she could hear, wonder if she heard that yet.
Yeah, that last episode's definitely, we had a wild hair in that episode. I don't know.
Yeah, we did. But yeah, anyway,
I wonder what people think. Like, our podcast, we've been pretty consistent on listeners, which is super cool. Like, people are still listening to us. So I don't we know it's not just sports people because we don't talk a lot of sports, but we can at times, but
I do love sports.
Like last episode, there wasn't one talk about sports. You know what I mean?
No,
so we definitely, and then there's episodes where it's like, what did we just talk about? You know, mm-hmm. We're a random podcast. We're not a sports podcast. We're not a movies podcast. We're not
talk about whatever the fuck we want to
talk about. Yeah.
Dog. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, I thought that was sick.
That's super sick. Shout
out. I need to keep the stickers in my car. I would have jumped out and give her a sticker. I got them in my backpack.
I'm going to send you like 100 of them too. I'll send you
hundreds. I got like 15 of them right now, so I'll hand them out. I got to give one to Clint and stuff too.
I'm going
to
give you a bunch. Start putting them on like the railroads and everything.
We need to get Clint on here too, because he can talk football all day. Like, he knows his shit. Yeah, he'll talk. He's a big Seahawk fan.
Oh, so it's going to be two versus one?
Yep, probably.
Damn.
Yep.
Well, that's what I was going to say too, is like this podcast is going to keep evolving into things because – like, you've heard a lot of basketball, but really, we're huge football fans, too. More so, like, Mark's more basketball fan, but he loves football just as much. Especially fantasy. I'm more football fan, but I love basketball as well. So, like, football's coming, where you'll start hearing a lot about football now. Probably in the next month or so, football's going to be huge on our podcast.
Did you get your invite from my league yet?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Did you see? All right, let's do it. It was stuck in keeper mode, and I had to actually get on my computer and deal with this shit. You know how this, like, literally the only time I use my computer is when I do the podcast.
Yeah, well, me too. we bought $4,000 computers just to do a podcast.
I did take it on the trip. I took it on the trip and everything.
You didn't use it one time?
I used it once in the airport with Sam. We watched like 20 minutes of Happy Endings, and that was it. Which is a funny show, though, too. You should watch it. Have you heard that one?
Nuh-uh.
That's funny. It's on Netflix. But yeah, what were you saying?
Check it out. I don't know. You cut me off.
Football. Football season. I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll be talking about during football. So we'll have some football. We need to bring some more guests on. We need to start lining it up. We have people like asking and stuff, but a few of our people that know us want to get on. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
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 Nope.
Just kidding. But we'll definitely.
That'd be fun.
We're getting one soon. We need a soundboard. We need more sponsors. Can we get some more Patreon supporters, guys?
What's up? Come on, guys.
Hey, let's get in. Let's get into this. Hate it, like it, love it. This week, you ready?
Yeah. You ready? Yep. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Run that intro. Hate it, like it, love it. Hey, hey, hate it, like it, love it, love it. Do you hate it, like it, love it, love it? Do you hate it, like it? Hey, hate it, like it, love it. Do you love it?
All
right, we back.
Yeah, yeah,
hate it,
yeah, yeah.
Like it, love it. Hey, hate it. So, this week it's kind of cool. I like this week's hate it, like it, love it. You want to go first? Go ahead and go first on the movie that I gave you, which was. What was it?
Law Abiding Citizen.
Yep.
Who's in it? You're better at this stuff than I am.
Your favorite actor, Gerard Butler. One of them. I do like him a lot.
Favorite actor, and that's how it kind of got brought up, because you were naming off your favorite actors, and you asked me about him, and I'm like, no, I'm never like, I don't know.
Did you like him?
Yeah, he killed that role, dude. It was a sick movie.
I loved it.
Dope movie. Nice. I loved it. It was hella good, suspenseful. Didn't see it coming. The ending was crazy. Should I spoil it for people? What if no one else has actually seen it?
It's an old movie. I'm sure you could spoil it. Sorry.
Jamie Foxx. Hey,
hold on. If you haven't watched the movie, stop the podcast now. Go watch the movie. Come back and listen to this episode. All right. Go ahead.
If not, then fuck it. Anyways.
Yeah.
The ending where he's digging holes from wherever he was, like, from his old abandoned building to the prison and sneaking out during the night to do his shit. That's hella gangster. That was crazy. That's crazy as fuck.
Well, he already had those holes dug.
Yeah, he pre-dug. Yeah. Yeah, he wonder if he was just sneaking in there just to fuck around, too. He's just going in there just to fuck with the prisoners and shit. Prisoners all think it's ghosts.
It's crazy because that scene we stopped. Because we were watching it together at first. That's why last week Mark was like, "Shayla, I could just talk about it this week." But I was like, "No, wait another week so you could talk about it."
Horrible impression. That was a okay. horrible impression.
That was not good. But like the scene that we stopped watching it together on was when he killed that guy with the T-bone steak in the cell.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, you know why he had to do that, right? Obviously.
So he can sneak out of the cell.
So he can get moved to that, to the solitary
confinement. Oh, yeah, he had to go to the other one. Yeah, because, yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep.
So they put him in solitary confinement. That was the only reason he had to do that. Mm-hmm. Which that guy was, I don't know if you know, it heard in the movie, though, but that guy was like a rapist and like not a good guy. So I think it was like added to the fact that his kid was, or wife, we don't know exactly, but.
I thought the lady that Jamie Foxx was working with, the other lawyer, that girl, I thought she might have been part of the killings and stuff. I was working with the dude in prison for a minute. Until she blew up in the car. But I thought she had something to do it.
In the movie, like when I watched it, I was like, dang, he killed her. That's kind of dirty, dude. She didn't have much to do with it, bro. Dude, he went off on everybody, dude. Like, I don't think he necessarily targeted her. I think, did he?
I mean, yeah he did, actually. He put it in her car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I for some reason, I was thinking it was just like an explosion in the parking lot. But no, it was her car that exploded.
Who, I don't know who the director was. I didn't look that up. I'll try to look it up, but that was really well directed. The acting was really good. Like it was all around a great movie.
Do you know more about him now? Like, do you know who he was, obviously, or you still haven't watched a whole lot of his movies or know who he is? Gerard Butler.
What other, was he a Gladiator?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew
that. Is it Gladiator or 300?
Or 300. Maybe it was 300.
Yeah. 300.
Yeah. No, like that movie and this movie I just saw, Law Abiding Citizen, that's all I know.
I think he's in like, what's the one, I don't know if it's White House Down, but it's pretty much the movie where they take over the White House.
Is Will Smith in it?
No, Will Smith's not in it. Jamie Foxx is not in it either. I think that's the one with
that's the Law Abiding Citizen.
No, Jamie Foxx is in one with the White House too. He plays the president.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That one's pretty. I'm not
usually into movies like this, so you know this
one. I'm gonna give you more of them because I think you'll like them. If you like this one, there's a lot out there that you would probably like.
But you did see. Well, we started it pretty late too, but I was falling asleep. You cut it off, and you cut it off in good time. You're like, all right.
I was falling asleep too. That's why it was like 1 o'clock in the morning when we were trying to watch it. Late.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a hella good movie. I'd watch it again. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Dope. So I got to love it out of you. Nice.
Yeah. That's the love it
song. All right. So Man on the Moon, Volume 2, The Legend of Mr. Rager? Rager?
Yeah. Ranger.
No, there's no N in it.
I'm pretty sure, though. I don't know. Okay. Sure.
Rager.
There you go.
There's no N. It's R-A-G. Okay. R-A-G-E-R.
Word.
Rager.
What'd you think?
This one for me was the absolute, since we started this podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Worst one I've ever had.
Wow. Dude. You didn't like it that much?
Oh my God, bro. Like, I was so like shocked that you liked it. I don't know if you did or not. I was like, maybe he just gave me the, like, honestly, I started thinking, maybe he gave me this as like a counter, you know, like he didn't like it either, but he just wanted to see my reaction to it.
Nah, that's
dude, good like, music, so man. Let me start. Okay. Let me start.
All right.
The production on it, I didn't go deep on who did the production. The production sounded like my beats from Fruity Loops in like freshman year in high school, bro. Like the beats are so bad, dude. Like so bad.
This is 2010 too. It's older. It's a little older.
It was so bad. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. And then another thing is, like, I don't know if he considers himself to be like hip hop or like rap or like.
He's kind of his own style.
Yeah.
Just a like, different sound of hip hop.
Very different. Yeah. Like, I don't know, dude. And then, like, he had like a rock sounding song on there, one of them. The only song, there was one song on there that I thought was good. Like, I didn't love it, but I thought it was good.
Let's see if
it's the same. And it was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite song on that album. That kills that song, right?
Yeah, that song is really good. Like, I'm like, if he had that style, like, literally, that was the only song on the whole album where he rapped. Like, everything else was like...
Oh, he rapped in Mojo So Dope. The one before that was pretty sick too. Like he rapped on that one. While and Cause I'm Young, he rapped on that. He went hard on that. Like,
he's dope. And then what's crazy to me too is he reminded me a lot of the person you hated, which was 50 Cent. Like he has that.
Not at all. He does not sound like 50 Cent.
Yeah, like he had like that.
Wow.
Like the slur. When he raps, he like slurs like. And you know I got flowers. Yeah, like he has like a
like a swagger slur. Like 50 Cent slur sounds like he's just dumb.
That type of slur. He got shot in the face, but oh, yeah.
I don't. I stuck with my statement.
I think he got shot in the jaw. I know Kanye had his broken jaw, right? Something like that.
I kind of had a feeling you might not like it, but that's the type. Like,
oh,
that's
dude, it was so bad, and I didn't know much about. I knew, obviously I knew Kid Cudi, and I actually liked that one song that was really popular on the radio.
Yeah.
Day and night.
Maybe you should listen to that album.
Me and night at night. Like, it's cool because, I don't know, like it's a cool little vibe song, but.
He's a stoner.
Ashton Kutcher for me, like I bumped it a few times. Like I just stopped it and I just replayed it. I was like, dude, that one bumps. Like the beat on there was an actual like hip hop sounding beat to me. Everything else, like there was no rhythm. There was no like. I guess I'm more boom bap. Maybe I was hoping a little bit more of that, and there was no boom bap at all besides Ashton Kutcher.
So, this style, that's like the style. He's just a completely different style, and I figure you might not like it, but he reminds me of LP almost, like his style too, like the type of stuff he does. But he does a lot
I'm really surprised you like it. Like, do you like it or love it? What do you like?
I used to bang Kid Cudi all the time. Like this was like that album I could put on repeat and only skip like three songs out of it.
Wow. Like,
back in the day. This came out in 2010, so it's an older album. But
this makes me like rethink my respect level of your knowledge of hip hop. Like, hey, this is like so bad, dude. Like,
Kid Cudi's, that's the type of hip hop. He's a hip hopper. Like, that's what.
What is that style? Is like it's not stoner hip hop.
Yeah, that's like a stoner. Yeah. Kid Cudi, you know, Pursuit of Happiness, where he's rolling. You ever heard Pursuit of Happiness from Kid Cudi? Like, that, you know, smoking and this one, like. It's just different, too. He's like punk hip hop almost or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, he. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, a different genre.
It's like, almost like he was trying to be like, I remember when Pharrell came out, but Pharrell was so much doper to me. Like Pharrell like had a dope style. He had like Pharrell was different. Like he was like the skateboard guy with like his flow was different. Everything was kind of different about Pharrell. And that's what it reminded me of a little bit. Like maybe this guy's just trying to be totally off the wall different. But the off-the-wall different was just so weird. Like, it was too weird. Yeah. Maybe if I listen to it again.
Noticed, like you said, you like the generic boom bap rap hip-hop.
A lot of it, yeah. But I'm open to, I'm open
that's
to,
why
like,
I give you two, like, I give you Mike Bogan, where he kind of has that scrappy-sounding voice, too, with the stoner vibe. And then, like, this Kid Cudi type of hip-hop stuff, and you don't like those. So, you know, like, I'm learning what you're about and what you heard. Like, this was kind of like, I like the boom bap too, but I grew up like, this is the shit I would listen to, like, you know, back in the day when I would talk about underground type of shit with you. That was like, it was that style of stuff. Cause that, you know.
I don't know if it was that style. This is like a style that I've really, like, I don't even know, dude. Like, I've never heard this style, like, really. Like, Kid Cudi almost has his own style that I don't even, like, it's hard for me to even call it stoner hip hop.
Yeah. It's like a punk. But he has done
albums. Yes, that's perfect. That's perfect to me. Like saying punk, it's like a punk hip hop to me.
Yeah. He's done album. He's done he's done albums of just straight like rock or punk or psychedelic, like weird stuff. Like he has like probably seven albums or something. And some of them are like straight rock. He's like an experimental dude. Like
he just
tries all these different
like.
Genres. That's what and this is that one, and then Man
which
on
is
the
cool.
Moon one.
I'm not hating on that at all. That's cool. Like he's not just gonna be like
I'm
not married
to
one style.
I'm just giving
you some
different shit to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, well, I was kind of excited to listen to him because I obviously have heard a lot about Kid Cudi, and I've never really experimented with his music myself.
So when he raps, he can rap.
Yeah, you know, that's like, what I said. The Ashton Kutcher thing about song, it, like, to me, I'm like, dude, if you were to do that, like, a couple more tracks, I would have gave this album, like, I would have liked the album. But, like, I literally skipped every track besides that track.
You didn't listen to him?
No, I did, but, like, when I first listened, because what I did the first time is, I went through it. What I do is I'll listen to it, and I'll be like, okay, skip. And I'll listen to that song for a little bit, and I'll skip. And, like, I kind of go through the album, and then try to find the ones where I'm like, oh, yeah, this thing bangs. You know what I mean? Ashton Kutcher, right when it started, I was like, this is it. And then he started rapping. I'm like, oh, this is it, dude. This one's dope.
See, but I need
for
I
me
need
to the... make it, I think that's like track 9. For it to take that long for me to be like, oh, this one's dope, yeah, that sucks.
It's pretty deep into it. I need to get the Instagram login so I can post like a snippet of that song so people can hear it. Like, it's a dope. Yeah, that song is my favorite song by far on that album. So I'm happy.
The way the way he raps on it was dope. I thought his, like, the bars were dope. His style was dope. He, that's like, type actually of song I smoke
my blunts to, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was, like I said, if his album was like that, like, if that was the album, oh, I would have been like, that album was dope. But, like, the rest of it, like, I think the very next song or the song after that got, like, all rock and roll-y to me. Like, it was, like...
It's a pop song with Kanye West.
Yeah,
I like that song. I sing to it. I bob to it. See, that's the thing, is I like different sounds like that. I have an album. One of my albums I've downloaded is a damn, Sam keeps texting me and throwing me off.
Sam, can you stop?
I know, dang. An acoustic, like, band...
I'm gonna text
that
you.
does covers for other songs. So like, I'll send it to you. It's crazy. So like my style, I listen to all kinds of different stuff. So you know, I like Kid Cudi,
which I'm learning because like I didn't know that you had that like you were that wide of range of styles. So like it's cool. Obviously he's a good artist.
Don't worry,
he's
I popular. Got a good one for you next. I got a good one for you this upcoming week. So don't worry.
I feel like I got a good one too. Right. But before we do that, let's get into our customers. Customers. I feel like I'm at work right now or something.
I don't
my
even
bad.
Call
you're
my
not
customers
a...
customers. They're my guests, first
I'm
of all.
I'm so sorry. You're not a customer.
I apologize for him. One of our fans. Damn, man.
Our supporters.
Come on.
Yeah, sorry. That was stupid. I feel like I'm at work. I deal with customers at work.
Is this like a job to you, G? Fuck. All right. I see.
It's not.
I'm kidding.
So let's get into it. Cheryl was her name.
Cheryl. Good. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. And we appreciate you giving us a suggestion on what we should review.
We love it when our customers give us suggestions. Good looking out, Cheryl.
Good looking out. No, we really appreciate it. Yeah, you go first. We'll go back and forth and talk about it. But let's just first you give your hate it, like it, love it, and then I'll give mine, and then we'll start talking about it. So what was yours?
I liked it.
Okay, I loved it. Okay, so what?
I liked it because this is all me too. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm not gonna lie. I get scared when I watch this stuff and I want to watch it, but that's part of, but then it's hard for me, like no joke, to like go to sleep, especially when my wife works nights. I'm a chump. I'm just admitting it right now. Okay. I watched that shit, like the elevator scene, like that freaked me out. Like I couldn't go to sleep for like an extra 2 hours after that shit, you know, like,
wait, so, did you like, finish it?
Yeah, I finished all
okay,
of it.
Okay, cool. I wanted to know before we.
It's a
talk
cool
too
story.
Much.
Like, I like those documentaries, but I need to watch it with someone at the house and then watch a comedy. I have a routine when I watch that. And it took me out of the comfort zone because I wanted to make sure I watched it before we recorded. So I had to bang this shit out. Sam worked 4 nights in a row. So I had to bang this shit out by myself. And, that's why I just like it, because it was hard for me to get to sleep afterwards because I'm a chump.
What's crazy, I am too. I don't like scary movies. Like I don't really watch a lot of scary movies. Like I get scared of the dumbest scary movies. Like
I see, the weird thing about it is I do, because
you told me about some movies. Yeah, I was gonna say, you've told me about some. You need to give me some of those, by the way. That's some good stuff that you can give me too. But like I think I watched Us, and I watched Us, right?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
There was another one too. There was a few of those. I think it's the same director, but those movies, like those type of movies, creep me out, and they're like scare me. And really, people are like, those aren't really that scary. And I'm like, dude, those are scary as hell. I'm like,
right?
What are you talking about? Can't sleep after. I get the same way about that stuff. But the difference is I still love that. Like, I used to watch Dateline at night and scare myself to hell. And then, like, I'll put The Simpsons on after, watch, like, 20 minutes of it, and then go to sleep. Just so, like, The Simpsons can get my mind off of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I loved it.
As an adult.
I thought it was crazy, man. It's still, like, I still don't know. Like, what do you think? So what do you think about it? What do you think happened to her?
Dog, I don't know. I mean, the bipolar thing, like, it does make sense. You know, but it didn't look like she was under by that much, as like if I can remember. Like, she was taking, like, she was 10 less pills than what she should have been at or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And then just, like, her sporadic movements with her hands in the elevator.
That was hella, like, weird, man. That video of the elevator, bro, was so creepy.
I'm getting the goosebumps right now thinking about it. Like, her looking, like, for real, dude, dog. Her looking, like, so to the right scary. And the left and, like, you know, like, her going out looking like she's talking to someone and doing this weird stuff.
Yeah, so, like, dude.
That looks like she might have been, you know, a spirit was inside of her, you know? Or she was tripping on some shit. I don't even know, dog. Someone could have drugged her, maybe, and she was tripping on some shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
There's so many options. Yeah, it's hard to pick what you think happened. The fact that she was by Skid Row and there was probably so many different dirty freaking laced up drugs there that she could have got her hands on or got... she probably tried to buy something and got, like, that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe she just got her hands on some dirty drugs, and that mixed with her bipolar disorder and all that stuff made her go crazy. Dude, but
that place,
the fact like that she climbed out of the building, though, like the way they said that she climbed, I just don't see, like, that's another thing, dude. That would be really hard for her to do, I felt like. Like, she was a small girl. She wasn't freaking.
Yeah, she was small.
She wasn't big.
Yeah, I mean, maybe someone at the hotel, you know? Like,
that's
what they're not showing. Like, she could have been still tripping, and someone let her up there, and I don't know. It's weird that there's no other cameras that work around there. Like, it was just that one footage.
Yeah.
Like, wonder if they're just setting this. That's the other thing is, like, I'm sure these stories are real, but, you know, we are watching it on an entertainment, like, website or whatever browser, and like wonder how far documentaries go on stretching things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure they're definitely they're gonna try to sway it. Like, that's what they did with, what was the guy who
Making a Killer or something?
Yeah, Making a Killer or whatever. Like, that documentary kind of makes you feel bad for the guy,
dog. And then like that documentary gave me the heebie jeebies.
Oh, me too, fool. I was scared as hell. I'm like that, dude. I have a problem for sure. Like, even that documentary, like, if you watch it, you will feel kind of bad for the guy. You're like, dude, they kind of freaking jacked this fool up. He was innocent the whole time. But then, like, the chances of him doing the second one are pretty high, dude. Like, I don't know that he, like, the whole planting of evidence and, like, them trying to get back at him, it's a cool story, but I'm pretty sure that fool did it.
Like, I feel the same way.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
with this though, with this one, that you don't know, like, what's happening.
No,
like, what? There's so many possibilities that it could have been, and like so many, they got into some weird conspiracies at one point. I think I took a note on it. Actually, they got into a weird conspiracy. You remember when they started talking about that? How like there was like a movie that there's the plot of, and this and that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then, oh, the
and they started thing. Showing clips of like the movie, like to during I can't remember exactly, but yeah, it was like following a whole plot.
Yeah, so like they got into some crazy, weird conspiracies and stuff, and just like I just think something at the hotel, like I don't know, it could have been a ghost, it could have been someone that worked there, it could have been like
I think it comes down to two things. I think either she really just got so twacked out of her mind. Off of something that she didn't mean to do that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe she got something that she shouldn't have, and it messed with her her stuff, and she did get twacked out of her mind that she did fall in there. That's one. That's the probably the most.
And I can see how the lid got closed too. Like if they were out there one day and they saw the lid open, like a maintenance guy, like and just closed it. Like he like you saw a lid open and you're a regular there, and maybe that's happened more than once. You know, a lid being open. Like, and they just, and they're so used to it, they just close it. Like, they don't, they're not going to look in the tank, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but in the same breath, that's, like, one of those things that is very hard to, like, leave open almost. You know what I mean? Like, you don't go up there on the tank and then, like, only a maintenance guy is going to go up there and leave that open. So, he would have had to have thought that, oh, crap, I left that open yesterday. But they made it sound like they don't really go in those tanks very often. It's not something you work on every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So that's what's weird about it too. That's the part that gets me is like, man, maybe it's the maintenance guy that freaking did it.
Right. Like, dude, imagine drinking that water. Like when those people told that story.
Oh my God, bro.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Drinking like what? Dead body water, bro. Like that's gross.
Well, that's how they found out. Like that's kind of how they figured it out, man. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. That's so what's nasty, weird is like man. They made her sound very normal besides that whole, you know, obviously stuff started coming out. Like she had, you know, bipolar issues and stuff like that.
Well, and all the stuff she wrote on Tumblr. Like, do you think she really wrote all that? That's the other thing is like, that's what I'm saying. Like she was like the stuff that she wrote on there was like crazy, you know, like not crazy, but like very open about things. And I guess I don't do social media, so I don't know. Maybe that's how people, you know, vent or talk and stuff.
Nah.
Like, was that over exaggerated too?
Extreme. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Like, that's where I first caught like fucking this documentary. Wonder if that's real. But it was good, and it's a crazy story. Would you ever stay in there though? Would you ever?
Hell no. Nah,
what? Come on, dog.
Would you do it with me? Because we both can't even watch the damn show, you know, so we're gonna go. We're gonna go stay there. Yeah, okay.
Romero's stayed there, dude. Yeah, after I watched that too, after Kika heard this episode, she texted me all about Ramirez and told me about these other serial killers and stuff. And I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. Like, damn, we gotta get her on here. I don't know if I'll say how much would you pay. Is there a price that you would do it for? Or you would just do it to do it if I did it or something?
I think now that's kind of what's happening is that people just go, like, it's way nicer now, obviously.
Is the area way nicer or is it still
a
Skid Row?
Well, there's still a Skid Row, I believe. But I don't know if there's a Skid Row. I might be wrong. Dang, that was a big mic hit right there.
That was.
there's a big homeless problem in LA for sure. I mean, all of California, but LA's really bad. So I don't know if it's like Skid Row anymore, but I think what they've done is kind of spread them out a lot and they've created camps for them. Like, I don't know that it's that bad, but it might be, it could be, I have no idea, but I know the hotel supposedly what I've read is that they've done a lot of makeovers and they've tried to upgrade it. I mean, it says a little bit of that in the show.
I heard
too.
It's a lot nicer. Yeah. Yeah. They reopened it and shit. Yeah. I still don't know. Like, I don't know if I can.
Well, what's weird to me too is like, why would you stay at, like, that hotel? Like, what kind of hotels let you stay in a room with other people, too? That's weird. Like, that's almost like a...
I think that's popular in, like, Europe and shit, too, though.
Well, yeah, I remember when Katie traveled, when she was going wherever she went.
America's the oddballs on that stuff.
Dude, that's weird, bro. I'm sorry. Like, just staying in a hotel with someone.
You're so American. What?
Dude,
America,
I don't know,
motherfucker.
Bro. I can't. Would you?
I don't know. I mean,
like some random people, like especially like you don't know, like you act
maybe
like
not
you,
at my act, age, not at my age, probably. Yeah, not at my. Oh, maybe you would when do I was it younger. Yeah, I would have done it younger. Probably,
I wouldn't let my daughter do it though. That's what's weird too. Like I know her parents are from a different country and stuff, so things are probably different. But I wouldn't let my daughter do that, fool.
I don't know if Sam ever did it. Oh, you mean the girl? I thought
like
you were talking about
girl,
like
her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is crazy, right? That is
she
crazy.
She just traveled
maybe they didn't
to
know.
Like some random. No, I'm sure they didn't. Now, I'm sure they didn't, but she like traveled to some random freaking, you know, well, not random country, but She ended up in a random hotel. She picked the worst hotel in town, bro. So like, cheap. You could have stayed at Motel 6, dog. Like, Motel 6 is pretty cheap, too.
Damn.
But yeah, man, I don't know. That shit was crazy. Really good suggestion, though. That was a cool one. Yeah, that was
cool.
Yeah. That's a really cool one. Thank you for that show.
All right. I loved it because I do like that shit. I loved it. I changed my mind. It was good. What? It was just creepy.
That was a really late change.
I know it was, but I do really like watching that stuff. Like when Geek Guy was here, we watched a couple, and my sister-in-law will come watch some with me. Like, so I do like watching that stuff, but I got to have it in a specific way. It was a cool story. Now I'm just like, wonder who it is. Geek Guy suggested one for us too, but she needs to email it. Did she email it?
She emailed it, but she's down the list a little bit, so she's going to wait a couple weeks.
We need to get her on here. I think it'd be fun to talk serial killer stuff. A lot of people love, like, there's a big following. It kind of reminds me of the anime thing with Mikey. Like, I feel like
what's funny, dude, is, like, Kika, she's late to the game. Katie, you're late to the game.
Oh, yeah, they're all bandwagoners? Oh, shit.
Bro, you started it? I didn't start it, but ask Sophie. In 2012, there's a series called, I forgot.
What is it? Oh, you got points? That one year?
On. Yeah, about Anad Syed came out, all right?
Oh, I remember watching that. You told me about that, I think.
Yeah, I probably did, but I'm saying I listened to that in 2012 on a podcast, bro. This American Life, maybe, or American Life or something like that. I forget which podcast it was, but I listened to that. And then it was weird how I came across it. Some guy I worked with listened to it and he was like, "You should listen to the podcast." I'm like, "I don't listen to podcasts, bro." And that was before podcasts were yeah, exactly. It wasn't popular, man.
Yeah.
And then it blew up. And then I was like, dude, I listen. Now there's like so many different versions of that story. But yeah, 2012, I listened to freaking.
So you started it, is what you're saying.
I just all started these
bandwagon of chumps.
Just saying, now it's crazy how big it is.
It is crazy big. My sister-in-law loves that shit too.
Me and Sophie were talking about it. I'm like, babe, remember I used to come home every day telling you about the new episode that I listened to about that? And it was crazy. But
I don't listen. The only podcasts I listen to are sports and, well, for only one, First Take. Bad Friends and Andrew Santino. Now I'll dabble sometimes with other stuff, but those are my three. Yeah, Whiskey Ginger. Yeah, he's got
good. I haven't started Whiskey Ginger, but I did start Tiger Belly.
How's that one?
It's good. I like him. Yeah. I mean, he's the same guy on Tiger Belly as he is on there, but Kalila adds to it, and they have some other people.
Yeah, the Whiskey Ginger I'm listening to has Kalila on it, so she's pretty funny. I don't mind.
She's cool.
Yeah. But I just like, yeah, I haven't started that one yet. So I have a feeling I just might not like it. I don't know why. But I think because I like Andrew Santino more than Bobby Lee. That's just me.
I like them both. I don't know. Like, I don't know if
they're good together, but I feel like I would not like Bobby Lee by himself with someone else. I think he has to, but I'll give it a shot.
I mean, Bobby Lee is what makes Bad Friends hilarious, but they're both funny. I mean, they're both funny. I don't know. That's hard.
I think Andrew Santino is way funnier. But he, like, what he does is he's good at starting stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
But he just knows how. Yeah, he gets Bobby going. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, he does.
It's good. It's funny. But yeah, true crime podcasts are good.
I listened to one called Air Hustle, where it's their in jail for like four episodes, and I stopped. But,
I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so bad. I've listened to so much true crime podcasts, I don't even have any more. Like, I've tried. Yeah, I listen to them every single day.
So but, add us on our Instagram and tell Jay what he can listen to for true crime podcasts if there's any new ones out there. Help
probably
him out.
Probably already tried them, but go
we'll
ahead.
We'll see. Podcast Instagram.
Yep. Thank you, Cheryl, for that suggestion one more time. So hold on. Cheryl. Before we get out this segment, though, we have to give our ours for this week, and I got to give our listeners.
All right, what do we got? We got.
No, you get. You want me to give me? Okay, I'll give you what I have for you from me, and that is D-Smoke.
D-Smoke?
Yep. I'm hoping you haven't heard of them already. No. Black Habits.
I have not. Where's he from? West Coast?
Inglewood.
It's called Black Habits.
Yep.
It's a new one. Yeah, it's new, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, his Inglewood High too. Like, if you like him, that's a great album too. Both of his albums are really good.
I'll do it. I'll listen to this.
All right.
Cool. Word. I got Joey Badass. Have you heard him? Have you listened to his stuff?
I have not listened to his stuff, but I've heard of him. Yeah.
All right.
I probably
Joey Badass. 1999. That's his album.
1999.
Yep. So that's. Tell me what you think of this stuff.
Okay.
I think you'll like him.
I'm looking him up. Hold on.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Hold on.
Oh shit. All right. So you're gonna see like what songs? I'll just start playing some of the D Smoke right now.
You can't play. They're gonna kick us off.
We're that popular. We're gonna get sued.
We're that popular.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. All right, cool. So let me get to this email really quick.
Yeah, what do we got? What?
Oh, I wanted to give a shout out to one email. I mean, I guess we can do hers. She's before the one I was going to do. They're both girls. This girl is Amber. She gave us a suggestion to watch a few episodes of New Girl, but we both have watched New Girl. And
yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, Mark loves New Girl.
I watched it a long time ago, and I'm pretty sure I told you to watch it a long time ago, and you wouldn't do it.
Really?
And then you finally, you were all like,
well, Sophie loves it. Sophie, yeah, you were like, I'm going to
watch New Girl. And then you're like, all right, that shit's funny. So we have done that. We love it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, should we do a few episodes? Or that? Nah. Sorry. We do love it. Let's just give our quick. We love it.
Who is it? Amber. Shout out Amber. I love New Girl. Zoe Dezanella. Or how do you say her name? Is hella funny. I mean, that whole crew is funny. They've done some good individual stuff too. And the cool thing about the Zoe lady, can't remember her last name. Sam will correct me. See, this would be perfect for Sam to be on here because she loves her too. That she's married or dating a guy from one of those building shows, like Smash Brothers or not Smash Brothers. Oh, Property Brothers. Does that sound right? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Zoe's like dating that guy or something. So I don't know. But shout out Amber. Love that shit. Love that show. Hella funny. Used to watch it like when it was aired live. Remember the good old days where you had to actually wait for something to come on now? I mean, I guess it happens now with certain things, but you actually had to wait for episodes to come on because you watched it on live television.
Yeah.
Or live airing.
Yeah, I loved it. Sophie watched it, and she would like begged me to watch a few episodes, so I watched a few, and I laughed. It was funny. It's just one of those like long series shows that I just can keep watching, I guess. Like, it reminded me, like, it's like a Big Bang Theory, right? Like that type of... That type
Friends,
of show.
Like a Friends show.
Yeah, Friends. And this is very long.
How I Met Your Mother. Have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
No. Oh, shit. I was big into Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah. I'm watching Wayne Brothers right now, dog. I'm like on... Like,
that
I've been
popped
watching
up on
it.
My thing, and I was like, what the heck? Why did it pop up? It's because we've been talking about it.
Yeah, they're listening, dog. Wait, on what? Your phone for suggestions?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always listening, homie.
Weird. All right, so this next one you're going to love.
Siri's always listening.
Always. This next one is another girl's suggestion. Damn, we got a lot of girl listeners.
What up, ladies? What's good?
How are they listening to us? Well, like,
shout out.
This is from Jessica, which I know Jessica, I think.
I mean,
maybe my wife's friend. I don't know.
Jessica's a pretty common name.
Yeah. It's a country album.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
All right, let's do
Luke Combs, This One's For You Too.
Luke Combs?
Luke Combs, yeah. Combs. C-O-M-B-S.
All right, cool. Let's fucking do it. Thank you, Jessica, for the suggestion.
Be open-minded. I'm going to try to be... I listen to a little bit of country, bit.
Do they leave any like other comments with it? Sorry.
Yeah, you want me to read her email?
Yeah. I want to hear what all says.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to be reading emails, too.
I'm not a great reader.
Maybe share the screen. We'll read it together.
We're both
trying to help
each other. We're both not great readers.
We'll both try to pronounce the same word for a couple. Well, remember we played that game? Well, I'm sure you remember, but when we played that, what's the name of the game? The, where you had to make the words or whatever, like Scrabble.
Oh, we were playing Scrabble at the, up at the cabin or at the lake house.
It wasn't Scrabble. It was like a different form of it. Yeah, it was, Ups, I don't know. God damn it. What was it called? But yeah, I was horrible at that game.
I was playing that game just so everybody knows. And I was playing with people that like to play that game and are way smarter than us. And I was like, I need help. Mark, come over here.
Oh, yeah,
and
this
like,
will try to ask me for help.
So it was me and Mark doing it. He was like, oh, just two. T-O-O. Used to both O's. Oh, yeah, two. Like, oh, thanks. O. Thanks for the three-letter word.
That's what I do all day. All day.
So it says, shit. Hi, my name is Jessica. I love your guys' podcast. It's hilarious. I love to listen to it on my Monday mornings on my way to work. And then I finish it on my way home from work on Monday. My suggestion for you guys is to get out of your comfort zone and listen to a country album, Luke Combs. I lost it. Luke Combs, this one's for you too. Thank you guys, and I hope you like it.
Dope. Shout out Jessica. Thank you for that email. Much love. Dude, that's awesome. That's good to hear. We should start reading these emails. Only if they're good, though. Delete the asshole ones.
Well, what's funny is like the Cheryl one, it didn't even say, like she said, well, the only reason I knew her name was Cheryl was because in the bottom it said Cheryl, but it literally just said Netflix. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Yeah, I like those ones too. It's just straight
it said
to the
nothing,
point.
Bro. It said nothing.
Netflix. Thank Cecil you, sir. Hotel.
Yes, that's exactly
exclamation
what it said.
Point.
Yes. What's funny is the subject line said the same exact thing as the message. She wrote it twice.
Oh, it's one of those emails, dude.
I'm like, cool, we'll do that one.
You can look it out, Cheryl. Love it. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, we like them all. Yeah. We like your small little notes, and we like your comments. Straight to the points. We'll take it either way.
All right, sweet. That's
super dope.
Luke Combs.
Yep.
Something.
I know he's super popular. Sophie loves him. I've listened to a few of his songs. I think he's pretty good. I mean, from what I've heard. But I'm not a big country guy, so I'm going to try to. We gotta be open minded and try to see if we like it.
I mean, let's do it. Let's go.
Especially because she wrote a really nice email along with it.
Yeah, that was nice of her. That's awesome.
Just send her a sticker. Send us your email or your address. We'll send you stickers.
P.O. box or something.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, huh? Send us your address so we can show up to your house.
Send me your address.
We're not serial killers. We're scared to watch serial killer shows. So.
I'll hand deliver you that sticker.
So super cool. Thank you for the emails. So we will do that. We're out of this hate it, like it, love it segment.
So we're going to do a Las Vegas Seahawks game?
Dude, that'd be dope.
That'd be super sick.
You going to pay for my tickets, though?
No. But I will pay to go down there. We could stay at your house and then drive up there. Yeah. We won't have to get a hotel. Fuck it. We'll be that cheap.
I mean, it'd be probably dope to like spend the weekend there, though, at least like 3 days or whatever. Two days.
That would be fun. Dude, that'd be sick, man. Like, I don't know.
I mean, at least 2 days. If we show up. Well, it depends when the game is, too.
Yeah, we got to look that up. But I'm serious about thinking about entertaining the idea of doing that.
I'm in on it. If you guys say yes, we'll do it, me and Sophie, especially if the tickets are reasonable.
Aren't pre-games? Like, pre-games shouldn't be as expensive, right?
No, the only problem is the fact that the Raiders, it's their first year in that stadium, so maybe people are trying to just go just to watch the, or to see the new stadium.
Especially pre-COVID. Pre-COVID. Yeah. Well, I mean, post-COVID. Not pre-COVID.
I mean, what's too much for you? What are you hoping the tickets are? $25
No, 100, 150.
I mean, I think we can get them for 150.
Yeah, 100, 150. Because then I got to fly out there too, you know?
Want to just share a room?
We're going to need our space, dog. Sorry. We're going to need our space.
Are you going to rock a Seahawks jersey?
You already know I'm going to rock a Seahawks jersey, homie.
So you're pretty much telling me I'm going to have to save you too if something goes down?
Hey, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Someone's got to save us, you know?
No, that'd be super tight. You gotta, you gotta let me know though, because dude, preseason's next month, fool, like weeks away.
Yeah, we got draft the 29th. I'm pretty sure I got the spots filled, but we got a couple people that aren't coming back. Well, one for sure I know. The other one I haven't heard back from. Everyone else is coming back, so we have 10 for sure. Almost 11. So I think I need one more person, but it's almost full. I'm down. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for some fantasy, bro, and for some football in general.
All right. Seattle Seahawks game versus the Raiders is August 14th. I'm out of the picture. I can't do it.
Why?
Sissy has a soccer tournament out of town.
That's more important?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me right now? You're choosing 100%. Your child over
$144.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm. $144. Trying to make sure that I'm right, though.
All right. I mean, I guess you guys can look up tickets to a game up here. Just you and Sophie.
That'd be cool. I'll do that, too.
Just a quick weekend. That'd be dope. You can stay here. It's like Seattle's only like an hour away.
I felt like you were about to say an hour and something, and then you'd probably like it.
Well, it depends. Like, I can get, depending on traffic, it could be.
He's not a liar, though, guys. He's not a liar. Hey.
You want me to tell you what it is right now? I'll look it up right now. If we left right now to Seattle, and I'll show you, fool. It could be an hour to an hour and a half, you know, like depending on traffic.
All right. So tell me what it is.
All right. I'll do it right now. Hold up.
So I can make you mad.
You're not making me mad. I feel good about what I just said.
Any longer?
45 miles. 45 miles. Hold on. I'm going to Seattle.
Let's get started. Drive safely.
54 minutes. What'd you say?
To the stadium?
Well, that's just downtown Seattle. I'd have to Google the stadium, but the stadium's right there, dude. Like, it's like in downtown Seattle.
Cool. That's cool.
So what were you saying? What were you saying, motherfucker?
You're not a liar. You're not a liar.
What up, though? Damn.
You're lucky there's a screen in between us.
What's up, gorilla hands? I don't give a fuck. I am jealous. I keep bringing the...
You keep making fun of my hands.
You make fun of my shirts. Did you like that picture? We should post that picture on Instagram. I know that shit was funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. That's why I need that's why you're not giving me the email. You don't want me to post shit about you. You gotta give me that email, dog. I'm going to figure that email out.
It's not hard.
I tried the thing. I need it. That's just funny. Yeah, it'd be dope. You guys come up for a game.
Yep.
All right, then.
So, what episode is this?
12.
Dude, episode 12. Made it to a dozen.
Yes, sir.
Made it to a dozen. Thank you guys for supporting our podcast. It's super dope. We got listeners still, so that's super dope.
We got any new ones from around the world?
Dude, I haven't been checking that. I just been pleased because we get the same number, not close to the same number every single week, like from week one. We dropped on our second episode, but now it's back up. And our third episode is like, it matches. So we're averaging about 200 listeners, 200 downloads every episode. So that's pretty dope. I mean, it's not no big time podcast, but that's a lot of people listening to us. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Appreciate that.
But you want to shout out some cities real quick?
Yeah.
Some countries, cities.
Yeah, let's do it.
Around the world, Wizard. Hold on.
The Wizard. Oh shit.
Yeah, we're right. So episode 1, 194 downloads. Episode 2, 154 downloads. Episode 3, 190 downloads. Episode 4, 185 downloads. Episode 5, 195 downloads. We're staying around the same numbers. So that's pretty cool. I'm happy about that. Hold on. Don't rush me, dude.
Come on, dog.
Locations. United States, Germany, America. Puerto Rico, shout Mexico. Puerto Rico's new.
Yeah.
But is that a train? You got a train by your house going off?
Yeah, that's a train.
I can hear it. That's awesome. Bakersfield, Stanwood, Vancouver, Arlington, Portland, Oildale. Yeah. Oildale, California. Shout out. That's its own world right there. You want to go to Meth Town? Go to Meth Town. That's jacked up.
Shit.
Nah, Oildale's cool.
Shout out.
Los Angeles, Denver, Colorado, Santa Rosa, California, Seattle, Washington, Shafter, California, Mars, Pennsylvania. That's cool.
Whoa, where's that?
That's just a cool
shout out Mars, Pennsylvania.
Mars, that's dope. Lake Stevens, Washington, Van Nuys, California, Salmon Creek, Washington.
Salmon Creek. That's where I went to school at.
Dope, Washington. Spokane, Washington, Kirkland, Washington, Sacramento, California, New Jersey, California, New Jersey. San Diego,
thanks, East Coast,
Washington, Botho, New York, Colorado, Inglewood, Alaska, Washington, Washington, Kansas, California, California, Missouri, Washington,
damn, we got New all York, kinds all Washington, over.
Birmingham, Texas, Austin, Berlin, New Mexico City, New Mexico, Albuquerque, Nevada, Reno, Oregon, Lake Oswego.
Oswego.
Dope. California, Stockton, Kansas, Olathe.
Ole.
Is that your family?
I would assume. Yeah. I got family in Kansas.
Michigan, Detroit.
Shout out Detroit.
That's super dope.
They have the number one pick this year. I don't know a lot about – I'm horrible when it comes to college basketball players, man. With college players in general. But, I mean, I saw he was number one and he was a baller.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Idaho. Washington, Idaho. Bellevue.
Yep.
Washington, Linwood, Idaho, Post Falls. Linman Township, Pike, Texas.
Dude, it's everywhere, bro.
Guaynabo. What's California, that? San Jose, California, Fresno, Washington, Kent, Washington, Renton, Bakersfield, which I already said that. That's weird. Pennsylvania State College, Washington, Port Orchard, Kentucky.
All right.
Kentucky.
All the way.
Kentucky.
So keep going.
Dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts, bro.
That's so tight. Crazy. Okay, I'll give up.
Much love.
You want to hear the highest percentage for the state, though?
Sure.
California knows how to party.
Yeah.
California. You're right behind me,
Washington. Come on, Washington.
You're right behind me,
though. Let's show them what we got. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right behind me.
All right, that's dope. Yep.
So thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Continue to support. Let's get that listener. Dude, that'd be dope if we can get to 500 listeners by the end of 2021. Every episode, 500 downloads. That'd be dope.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, tell.
We're trying to get a soundboard. We need soundboard stuff.
With all those listeners, we need some people to start supporting the podcast. We're putting out the content, so help us continue to put out the content by going to our Patreon and supporting us. We have one Patreon supporter right now. We need more. We're making a whole $8 a month on this Patreon supporter.
Yeah. Good looking out.
Takes more money to freaking run the podcast. So support us. Go and go to Patreon. You get something in return, and share it with all your friends. Shout out to all our supporters. Hey, also, what we'll do too, I was thinking, what we'll do is every time we get new supporters on the Patreon, we'll shout you out on the podcast live. We'll give you your name, your location, whatever, your social security number.
Yeah. Social security. <We're good.
laughs> We'll give you a shout out. We'll send you sticker packages also. Obviously, the Patreon comes with things like that. So go support us. Thank you guys. Yeah. All right, Cuzzo. Episode what? Episode what? 12? 12. All right. See you later. Just Cuz Podcast.
Check it out.
Yo, cuz.
In the place to be.
What up, cuz?
Blow up the spot. Come on, y'all.
Now the incredible. Just Cuz Podcast. Yo, cuz.